This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leticia Carrillo. Date of birth, October the 25th, 1970. Case ID number 3637679. Date of examination, August the 4th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022 and a Rio Grande Regional Medical Center report dated 2/10/22. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old single female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cirrhosis of the liver and stomach problems, comma, hypertension with palpitations, comma, COVID-19, comma, and chronic fatigue. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in October of 2021, where she worked as a housekeeper for 2 years. She states she also worked in a warehouse for 4 months and was a waitress for 1 year. During the time that she worked as a housekeeper, she worked 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, cirrhosis of the liver and stomach problems. Number two, hypertension with palpitations. Number three, COVID-19. And number four, chronic fatigue. History of allegations. Number one, cirrhosis of the liver with stomach problems. The claimant states that in 2002, she was diagnosed with alcohol and hepatitis C, hepatitis-induced cirrhosis of the liver. The claimant has also had multiple upper GI bleeds and the need for blood transfusions. She states that she has a right upper quadrant epigastric pain that's a dull pain that radiates sometimes over the other side of her abdomen and can last for approximately 5 to 10 minutes. She states she has this pain every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, and weakness. She denies any diarrhea. The claimant has lost approximately 15 pounds in the last year, and she is food intolerant to meat and dry foods. She was diagnosed with hepatitis secondary to hepatitis C and alcohol abuse and cirrhosis of the liver with upper GI bleeds and anemia. The claimant went on to have a esophagogastroduodenoscopy to tie off her varicose veins secondary to the bleeding. She states that she did not feel well with the procedure and that she feels uncomfortable in her epigastric area. Her condition at this time is stable but guarded. Allegation number two, hypertension with palpitations. The claimant states in October of 2021, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and temporal and occipital headaches along with palpitations. She also complained of blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She was diagnosed with hypertension. but has not been treated for her condition. Her blood pressure at this visit was 115 over 64 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition is stable. Allegation number three, COVID-19. The claimant states that in October 2021 and also on March the 8th, 2022, she was diagnosed with COVID-19. The claimant states that she was asymptomatic at the time and only felt weakness. She did have symptoms of bronchitis, but no other complications. She states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one half block, climbing four steps, talking, and sometimes with seasonal changes. She does not have any shortness of breath with resting. The claimant does have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per month for 10 years. She states she quit in 2002. The claimant denies being in the emergency room, but states that she was hospitalized both times in October 2021 and also on March the 8th, 2022 for 3 days for COVID-19. She was not intubated and was dismissed after those 3 days. She is presently not on inhalers, steroids, or oxygen, as well as no antibiotics. She was diagnosed with COVID-19, mild bronchitis, asymptomatic. Allegation number four, chronic fatigue. The claimant states that since 2002, when she was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver, she has had chronic fatigue secondary to severe anemia and esophageal bleeds. She has had a procedure to help stop the esophageal bleeding of her varicose veins in her esophagus. The claimant states that she also suffers from osteoarthritis in all her joints, especially her feet, wrist, and shoulders. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and no x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures or surgeries, as well as no injections for her condition. The claimant does have symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She is presently on furosemide sulfate, 325 milligrams, Q48 hours for her anemia, which has stabilized at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 30 minutes, climb four steps, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, or lift approximately 4 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant states that before she had COVID, she was able to do extensive walking and jogging. But since she's had her anemia and problems with respiratory problems, she is unable to walk as much as she did before, but she still does walk in the park and cleans. At the present time, she's taking Tylenol Extra Strength. PRN is needed for pain. Her physician is Dr. Ismael Garcia. Precautions were given to her about the effect of Tylenol on her liver, and perhaps she should try to avoid Tylenol as much as possible. The claimant does have a history of 4 blood transfusions and a history of a hemoglobin at 3.3. family history, father. Her father is 78 years old and alive but has heart disease. Her mother died at the age of 56 from complications of diabetes mellitus, brain abscess, hypertension, and high cholesterol. Medications, pentantosol 40 milligrams QD, sucralfate 1 gram QHS, furosulfate 325 milligrams Q 48 hours. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, cirrhosis of the liver secondary to hepatitis C and alcohol abuse, questionable history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of bipolar disease, anxiety, coma, history of upper GI bleeds with a history of 4 blood transfusions, anemia, coma, osteoarthritis, coma, and a history of COVID-19. Major surgery, esophageal bleeds with suturing of the esophageal varices to stop the bleeding, performed in October 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes over 1 month for 8 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 10 beers per day for 10 years. She states she quit in 2002. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C and cirrhosis of the liver. She denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 100.3 Fahrenheit. Weight 109 pounds, height 5 feet, BP 115 over 64, mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, BMI 21, pulse oximeter 95%. General, this is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with a temperature of 100.3. The claimant denies any symptoms of this time of COVID-19 and precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. Mild scleroicterus was noted, but no other conjunctival petechiae was noted. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant does use glasses for reading only. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender in the right upper quadrant and epigastric area. She appeared also to be mildly distended. She did not have normal active bowel sounds with auscultation and appeared to have decreased bowel sounds. No organomegaly or other masses appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me, but she was extremely anxious and her speech was fluent, but she was in a very hyperactive type mode, which did not appear to be appropriate for the time. She did not have very clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does have a history of bipolar disease, and she appears to not be treated at this time for her condition. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except the claimant appears to be somewhat cachectic. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence. The claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to cirrhosis of the liver and anemia. Probable diagnoses. Number one, cirrhosis of the liver with esophageal bleeds, - has been treated and is secondary to hepatitis C and alcohol abuse. Her condition at this time is stable but guarded. Allegation number two, hypertension with palpitations. - normal physical exam. Blood pressure at this visit was 115/64 mmHg, which is normal, and she is not being treated for it at this time. Allegation number three, COVID-19 - normal physical exam. Number four, chronic fatigue - secondary to cirrhosis of the liver and anemia, is being treated at this time and appears to be stable. The claimant was extremely hyper in this examination and does have a history of bipolar disease. This is the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leticia Carrillo.